Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Time for us to turn our attention to the environment now, and it is time for Being Green. And we say a very good morning to John Richards. Top of the morning, John.
Yeah, hello, Mark. Hey, it's going to rain later today.
We hope so. Yeah. We hope we get a lot of rain. Yeah.
That's always top of the morning is top of the topics is it, water.
Absolutely, it is. I don't know if you've seen the front page of the Die Burger today,
Afrikaans
Daily. Wow, there's a photograph of the Tierwaterskloof Dam with just a little trickle of water. It's actually quite frightening.
This wasn't connived at, you might think so, because it's African Utility Week. That's a very, very important week in the calendar of people involved in the energy industry and the water production, water provision industry. So we didn't sort of whisk it in as a ploy, but it is my cue to introduce Evan Schiff, who is the events director for that huge African Utility Week thing here at the International Convention Centre. Hello, Evan. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, John. Good morning, and thanks for having me. Good morning to listeners.
And we were talking just a moment ago about things are changing fast, and your sector, your energy and water utility sector, is really transforming at a huge rate.
Certainly, certainly. You see, it's there are new technologies that have come out. So much better ICT systems. Communications technology, computer software systems, management systems that allow you to analyze and utilize large amounts of data and to make your systems more efficient and the provision of energy more efficient, as well as things like solar panels, batteries, and energy storage technology. That what we're seeing is a shift, especially in the on the African continent, of moving away from very large power station with big heavy power lines, having to transport the energy great distances to where it's actually needed. What people can do now is to move that generation by putting a solar panel on your rooftop or on the rooftop of a shopping center or whatever the case may be. So now you're generating electricity right where it's needed, and you've got the clever computer management systems that can, again, move that energy around to wherever you need it. So what does this mean? It means that in an African setting, it's much cheaper and much quicker to get the population connected. An interesting statistic is on the continent there are 600 million people without access to power, without access to energy. That's 75% of the population of Africa. What does that mean? You can't grow an economy, you can't uplift the people without having that access to energy.
That message is harped upon and quite rightly by the politicians. It's very important to get energy, electrical energy, into the population, but also clean water, of course. That's also part of African Utility Week.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we look at that meeting of the water and energy space, and looking particularly at things like efficiencies. How can a water utility be much more efficient? Why is that important? In a time as we are now, where there is a constrained water, where there's a drought, when not enough rain. You have to be as efficient as you possibly can. So that is a combination of what the city's doing now, encouraging people to use less water, as well as making sure that the utility itself is being much more efficient with our water.
I was thinking there are great opportunities for people who could come up with a clever ICT, a clever technological solution to finding leaks, because we always hear about how much water is being lost through leakage.
Well, that's exactly the type of things that we look at now. So a combination of sensors and leaks, by being able to analyze this great amount of data, you can tell exactly when a leak is going to appear due to a loss of pressure in the pipes. And because you know where that's happening, you can send a maintenance team out when it is a drip and before it becomes a flood. Mm-hmm. So it's that application of modern technology and computer technology that's allowing these water utilities to say, well, even though we've only got this tiny little bit amount of water, we can use that water better, and we can make sure that water is not wasted just through leaky pipes.
And these things will be in the spotlight and certainly talked about with great buzz and great excitement, yes, in the upcoming Utility Week.
With great buzz and with great vigor. So we've got our strategic conference that the utility CEOs and the senior managers and the engineers come and discuss these things. Then we've also got a free to attend exhibition at the Cape Town International Convention Center, and that also includes free technical workshops, CPD accredited as well. So if you are in the sector, if you are an engineer, go on to www.africanutilityweek.com. You can register for free there, and then come and have a look and come and learn something about this exciting sector.
Yeah, and we'll put that link up on our website as well, the FMR web, which will provide the link to African Utility Week. Thank you, Evan Schiff. Now go and have a good breakfast.
Thank you very much, John.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get Remax. Care, consciousness and commitment. At Remax, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Remax. Above the crowd.